Not many brewing companies employ a full-time gardener, but not many brewing companies have a full indoor aeroponic garden above their brew room. I have to slip soft blue cloth over my shoes before I meet her.
These are just booties to protect so we don't get any pests in there.
Amy Erfling gardens in a 1,200 square foot room full of organic herbs and lettuce.
Green oak leaf and a red oak leaf and then a rosé oak leaf, and then we have a couple of summer crisps in there, so it's kind of a beautiful array of colors of red and green lettuces.
If you've never seen an aeroponic garden before, picture a warm, humid space full of what look like twin mattresses hanging from the ceiling. But where the mattress would have a cushion, these have plants. It's snowing outside, but it's about 75 degrees in the garden. And that hum you're hearing is a bunch of fans that keep air circulating inside. The fresh air is augmented by carbon dioxide, which is known to boost plant growth. It's also conveniently a natural waste product from the brewing process. So a little pipe in the wall takes that gas from the brew room up to the garden where it speeds photosynthesis. Water laced with a nutrient mixture sprays down plant roots every 8 minutes. The garden produced over 100 pounds of lettuce a week this summer when tourists poured off of cruise ships and into the brewery's restaurant. This winter, they're producing about half that, but it's still about 60 pounds of lettuce, herbs, and kale a week that would otherwise have to be imported.
You know, we really can't grow this in the winter up here, so it's such a short growing season, outdoors, that this is something that you can actually do year-round.
It's enough for the salads on the brewery's menu with a lot of leftovers. They sell those to community members, and any extras are donated to the school cafeteria or the Elks Lodge.
Your food security is only as strong as your weakest link.
Dr. Elizabeth Hodges teaches at University of Alaska Fairbanks and worked for the state's Food Policy Council.
Most of our state does rely on the vast majority of our food to come in from outside or from a community outside of our own community. You are vulnerable to disruptions.
Locally produced food improves food security because there's no supply chain to break down. And she said it's not just nutrients that stay local.
There's countless studies to show that for every dollar that goes into the local food economy, it has an amplifying effect or a ripple effect throughout that local food economy. So then the individual who spends that dollar in the community on that local food, that dollar stays in the community.
That's part of the plan for Skagway Brewing Company. In their first year gardening, they produced 100% of the greens for their restaurant. And that's starting small. The garden can easily double what it produced this summer. So now they're working on a deal to stock their produce in local stores next year. Reporting in Skagway, I'm Claire Strimple.